Becky Haynes, who listeners may remember appeared on the show at one point, but was a friend of mine, a friend of Vince's, and somebody who you're gonna learn about if you never heard of her before in just a minute. So, Vince, you ready to roll?
You bet. I got you just perfect time, and I hit the button for your introducing Becky. And today is a brand new first episode in a new season here as fall fell upon us. At least 13 weeks between now and winter. Well, last one was called, well, not the last one, the one before the last one, I think it might have been. I had 13 and a half parts. So in the same spirit, I'm going to have 13 and a half episodes out of this one, and the theme is in contrast. So we'll find, and we're starting out with life. And I've taken title from Becky's book that she wrote, and it's on Amazon. I guess I can't forward any funds to her on PayPal up in heaven, I reckon. Hey, this is Vincent Easley. I'm here on RealLibertyMedia.com. I've along with a ponder gander, what matters. And today is living life on our own terms. Thank you, Becky. Find her book. Just being me. It's life in contrast. And it's a celebration and a tribute to the life of Becky Haynes Cowley, a friend of ours, of many, many people. And I look to find where we get connected. And I'll come back to that. So celebrating her life. She was born September the 7th in 1964. And she died here this week, September the 23rd of 2019. Somebody's pinging me here. Yes, just being me, living life on her own terms. I've got in the radio log here, front and back cover of her book. You'll be able to find where that is. And then it says, Just Being Me is the first book published by a creative spirit, Becky Haynes. She explores the simplicities and the intricacies of like only as vibrant survivor can do. So as only a, I'm sorry, I messed that up. Well, with resigned optimism and bravery, a lot of this tell you she fought. She fought long and hard for many years. She stuck around in this world. She made accomplishment, and she came to bring about things that need to be done. She touched a lot of people. Really glad to have known Becky through the ether. And you'll welcome to her Facebook page and a lot of people that had never met her face to face. Enclosed within are the words and photography of a woman who seemed always find more to say. Chuck, we've all talked a lot, I reckon, over these last several years, and I think I brought it down to 2012 when Becky and I come to know one another here on the internet. That connection went far and wide, and I believe Vicky is the closest I can come to where I actually intersected with her out here in the interwebs of the internet.
Well, if you don't mind, Vince, I'd like to interject a story here, because I actually I encountered Becky first in 2014 online, but in person about almost two years later, we actually sat down. I went to go visit Becky in her home, and this is before she met her husband there, and all that. It was an interesting kind of adventure. And I'd like to get to that at some point, but she was remarkable from the time that I encountered her online. Even it's funny because it's a fake world, the digital world, the chat room world, the Facebook world. It's not part of the real. You know what I mean? It's not part of the things that are right in front of you. But sometimes people's spirits, their character, their person bleeds through the fake, and you can really truly encounter at least part of what somebody's like. They do represent themselves well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
through
absolutely.
Reality. And Becky was one of those people.
Right. Yeah, I mean, over at her Facebook page, she's got, you know, family and friends, people that she's grown up with. And then there's a lot of people. Well, I guess we're the same and a little bit different. We, you and I have met people face-to-face that we became connected with other people that we hadn't met face-to-face. But, so Becky has all those friends there, and a lot of people came and were inspired by her life. And she lived quite a life. She was a fighter. She overcame for a long time. It's a terrible thing, this world, and that's part of it. We go to the end, and she passed peacefully, 1 o'clock in the morning this week earlier. We're glad to know that, you know, she's not a pain and suffering, and a lot of people have their faith and beliefs and find comfort in that, as do I. But I would like to, I'd like you to tell the story of when you met Becky.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Did not know. At the time I first encountered her, I wasn't living too close to her. But I wound up moving to North Carolina shortly after kicking off my my first radio show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is how she encountered me, is through, you know, the chat room over at UCY. That's where I first remember running into her.
Right.
And she had a lot of interesting things to say already back there, you know, about the struggles of life, how she had already gone through a great deal, not just with the disease, you know, because it wasn't like she was consumed with that and that was the only thing that was. I mean, for time periods, apparently she had to focus on it, and we get that. You know, there are times when you have to really kind of become obsessed with your enemy, and certainly cancer was her enemy, and the way that she fought it, the way she described fighting it, the way she shared that with people that she didn't know, you know, some people had familiarity with her because, like I said, the chat rooms and things like that, you get a sense of somebody sometimes. It was really fascinating to watch her engage with others. And the fact that she chose to kind of personally reach out to me at that point in time because she heard something in what I was doing, and you know, wanted to share her story with me and wanted me to share with her. You know, there was that too. It wasn't just about being centered on her story at all times. She lived. You know, she didn't just be an expose on herself. You know what I mean? Which is something that you do see sometimes, where people are so preoccupied with just the things they can reach out to and see in front of them that they forget about the rest of the world. She never did that, which I find, again, rare.
It's easy to do. It really is. I mean, you get out there and you get into this thing that you're doing, these things kind of like different but the same. When I started at UCY in the radio, it's what matters worldwide, and I still carry that theme. And I take it into this Ponder Gander that I'm doing now and rolling along here at Real Liberty Media. We've had some folks come over to join over in the chat from UCY.TV. Big shout out to Jules. She did an incredible job there. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of archived very informative radio in people of acclaim, you know, that have some credentials behind them, you know, in a sense. Now, for me, I just went and made my own credentials as I went along. I figured that, hey, I like to talk, and I like to talk about things. And when it came along here that I met James Freeland and on a bus, rolling around out across the country on one of my Western journeys. And we talked and talked, and we captured the whole bus. Well, we even broke down on the side of the interstate out by Gallup. But yeah, I found out, and I'd already heard about this microwave or micro shot radio, I guess it was. Micro dot. That's acid, right? No.
But well, micro broadcasting, you're thinking of, right?
Yeah, you know, internet. Well, I was all new to all that stuff, the internet and whatnot, and, you know, didn't even have it. But anyways, knew what it was. And so he's doing internet radio, and along comes Jules and picks up, well, this was before UCY and Orion and the other one, Oracle, I think it was. And then Jules fired up UCY and built up an incredible place right there and brought a lot of people in together for to come about and these common ideas for discussion. And so, as I say, the what matters carries over here into the Ponder Gander, I call it. I look, you see, think about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you and I had adventures, too, you know, through the What Matters Worldwide radio world.
Yes, on my travels.
You know, and you and I have not met face-to-face yet, but as I was saying, you know, it was kind of interesting to transition from that to, well, gee, you know what, we were both in North Carolina, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, there was some distance between us, but it was like, hey, how about if we visit sometime? You know, and this is me, Kim, and Frankie, of course. And Frankie, at that point, you know, he's only maybe 2 years old. And, you know, he's a bit of a rambunctious child, unvaccinated and all that. You know, and she definitely wanted to meet him.
Cool.
Right, after having heard about him and a couple of times he cried on the radio and this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it was like, well, let's just get together and do that. And we took a trip to her place, the three of us, and spent about 3-4 days there, you know, and we cooked together and we talked all night, you know, really getting a lot of sleep and stuff like that. And in the course of doing that, the funny thing was that I ended up doing a couple of radio shows right from her place. So she was kind of, she thought it was interesting to watch what happens when somebody's actually doing one of those shows and all that. You know, it was just really remarkable to see somebody that was so very much alive, despite their past struggles. At this time, she was pretty healthy, but she was starting to feel as though maybe something was getting back into her system the wrong way, and she was talking about having to... you know, go back to the things that had made her healthy before when they told her that she wasn't going to be healthy and all of that. But, you know, it was just interesting to you know, finally get face-to-face with somebody that you had experienced kind of online a little bit. And I'd taken calls from her on the show and that, so I'd spoken to her. You know, it's not like we had never spoken or anything. We spoke off the air a little bit, too. But you know, to actually you know, be with somebody and be in their home and cook with them, and her place was a very little kind of it was just an RV, you know, tiny place, and I slept on the bench of the thing that was also the kitchen table where my computer had to be, you know, in order to get my work done, right?
Yeah.
And almost broke my neck trying to get out of the RV one night, you know, to go out and have a cigarette in the middle of the night because I'm blind as hell and there's these little, you know, RV steps and all that. You know, it was just a weekend where we were in the same space and we were enjoying each other's company, and she was, you know, watching us kind of, you know, let Frankie walk around and do his thing, and oh, be careful, you know, that he doesn't get hurt because he's this little venturous toddler there on a you know, on a, like a trailer campground kind of area where she was living.
Uh-huh.
We wound up going to the beach, which was one of Becky's favorite places to go. You know, there's a lot of things that could be said about the time visiting there, but it was. I think about these kind of things when somebody moves on. I don't just think, well, you know, yes, indeed, I'm pleased to think that, you know, without the body to restrain you, you don't have pain any longer. I'm pleased to think about that, but I'm even more pleased to remember her, you know, telling jokes.
Hmm.
And telling really dirty jokes too, by the way. the jokes were pretty funny. Becky was was you know, she was clearly a woman and all that, but she could definitely do the very manly duty of getting down to some dirty jokes. We did that in the middle of the night, you know, just for fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we shared some of the gifts of the earth, not just food but others, together.
I hope I just stopped in time. I'm jumping over into your chat room. Sorry about that. I'm clicking buttons though, so it could be dangerous.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on over there in my chat room. I'm not looking at it, but because this is a surprise broadcast for my people, so you know they didn't expect this. And you know, so when I heard about her passing, I immediately have to think about this time period here that I got to spend with her, because for me that's you know, that's a gift I got, and I'm pleased to have that memory.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm just speaking from my heart here, man. I don't know if I'm even making sense. I'm just telling you what I'm thinking.
You're telling good.
You know, but this is what I think of, and I think of the fact that I know she inspired a lot of other people. She was an artist. She saw the world as an artist, and sure, photography was something that she did quite well. She had a lot of ideas about where she wanted to go in the future, as we all do, because you know, it's very few people that actually know that their future is limited. I know at some point recently she started to recognize that her time was probably limited, but quite frankly, the majority of the time she was around, and that's not saying that she was always the perfect warrior or anything like that. She was quite human, you know, from what I observed, from my interactions, my discussions, my personal private discussions with her. And I'm not going to share all that with you guys today, but, you know, it is something that I treasure overall, because I got a very good sense of a human being I was happy to breathe the same air with. And it is a rare commodity, to be honest with you.
You know,
that's something she was. Go ahead.
Some people might think people like us and her and me, so many others. Here's Donna over here in Real Liberty Media. She's talking about you right now in the chat room. She says, well, starts out and says, James Freeland, when they started out on Revere Radio, and that's before he went over to Oracle. So there's some history right there. And she says, we all need to write a book about the origins and the early internet radio wars. I guess there was some squabbles. She says about you that you sounds like a beautiful experience. Yeah,
it was. No, JJ is an interesting character, man. You know, big ups there. Yeah, you're right. Revere Radio for sure, but there was a nexus of a lot of networks that that kind of coalesced together, which were part of the bridge from micro broadcasting. When Vince brought that up, there was a time period where, you know, there were people that were just kind of with that unlicensed and vaguely licensed radio broadcasting that went on all over the country, and they started to coordinate together. And that was before the internet, right?
Yeah.
In the days when people were still, I don't even know if shortwave radio was still a thing, but I used to listen to it. That's where I first found Bill Cooper. You know, people like that. There's a lot of deep history there. Like, you know, what I call the analog podcasting. I think it would be an interesting book to write.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be the person to write it.
No, not me
either. But you know, there were days where instead of podcasts, what you got is you could get on a mailing list and people would send you a cassette, right, of either a radio show or something they recorded in their home. It was like the, you know, the podcast in slow motion, right? They have to tape it, copy it, and then send it to you. And they actually used to send them along with, like, show notes and stuff like that. Mae Brussels used to do that.
Cool, yeah.
There were others. There were others, too, who had, you know, say, a radio show in Des Moines or whatever. But because they were, you know, doing some unusual material and it wasn't getting out to other parts of the country, you could get on their mailing list if you heard about them and things like that. There's a variety of stuff that sort of translates into what people take for granted today in the wide, wild world of podcasting, right? Supposedly, even Rudy Giuliani is going to go get himself a podcast now. Everybody's got a podcast, man.
I got to call it an R-log, a radio log, so that you change the dirty name.
Yeah, you can try, but you know, at the end of the day, it's like you could call a cereal a health food extravaganza. It's still breakfast cereal, man. Unfortunately, it's in the same kind of package, and it's going to go out there until somebody really innovates it, right?
That's right.
So,
hey, there's your wife.
But that's the thing about life, though, man. In general, let's tie that together with what we're talking about here. Becky went through an evolution, right, where she was confronted with years ago and years before I met her and probably a couple years before you met her, I think, although it might have been around the time you met her, you know, where she was confronted with listening to the alleged authorities in the white coats who basically said, you know what, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I remember.
And you're going to die soon. And I know it doesn't sound like much of a victory, but 7 years later is when she finally let go.
Wow.
And it wasn't 7 months, and it wasn't 7 weeks,
right.
And it wasn't, you know, either take all of our crap or you're going to be dead. You know, she did some of that. But then she started pulling back and looking for other solutions. And that's why I posted earlier the last time she was on my show in 2017, where she gave a whole explanation about, you know, putting together different colored foods. It's a very simple kind of format that she discovered. And it makes sense because different components are represented by different colors and you wind up with different nutritional values. And, I mean, there's a lot of ways to look at how you can feed yourself, not only physically but intellectually.
Yeah.
And, again... she was one of these people who not only, you know, talked about it and read about it and wanted to philosophize about it, but lived it. And, you know, again, it was just a remarkable experience. I mean, there are just some people that there are different classes of people. Let's put it that way. And it's not the classes as in social classes, how much money you got, what's your education level. That's all fiction, you know. There are classes of people that in their hearts, in their spirits, in their being, they are certain types of people. And, you know, I consider myself part of the warrior class, if you will. I'm not part of royalty. I'm not part of the, you know, a lot of other things. There might even be a lot more honorable, but warrior class is exactly where I would put this woman.
Yeah.
And I celebrate her for that reason. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I've neglected. Steve, is our brother there, is come to ask for a link. So it will. I thought I had it included in there. Well, I'll go get it here. I'll get a pop-up player here on the internet. That's the one I like. I'll get that address here. Sorry. You'll hear this later. It'll, Steve. I'm trying to talk and copy.
Yeah, Steve wanted a link to the show right now?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I don't know where I could send him the link.
I got him over here. He's made comment. And that was half an hour ago. Sorry about that. I thought it was up there in the Reborn. So anyways, let me just type out. I'll hand you the mic here and I'll type him out a little message.
Yeah, well, like I was saying, you know, the thing that I recognize is... again, when I've known a lot of people who are no longer here, you know, and earlier on in life, I didn't study it the same way that I do now. I got to say that after a while, you start to learn that you need to take into account that you were privileged to be around some people. And sometimes that privilege doesn't feel like a privilege. There are people that are pretty terrible on the planet. And you know what? You got to even sometimes recognize that you're privileged to deal with the terrible people because they taught you what terrible people are. You know, you got to see it firsthand. But equally, we must remember that there are people that I find to be representative examples of certain things. And like I said, It's not just the kinship of dealing with the warrior spirit, but there was something else there too, and it's not just, well, I appreciate my own kind. She was rather unique, and I would say that I don't think I encountered another person that I would compare to her. And I know some of the things I said, you know, sound a little superficial. You know, what are we doing? We're eating and we're, you know, enjoying maybe edible cannabis. And, you know, she watched me do a radio show, no big deal. You know, she got to hang out with my toddler. But I'm telling you, it was just a really cool experience, man.
You know, there's a lot of names there of people that came in and they took a bit at the mic and did some radio broadcasts, brought a lot of information up. Well, Maria Heller, for one. People that can't become connected. Ian Jacqueline, J. Cynthia Brooks. Back over on my Facebook page, we've got Lisa Smith right here. And that's one of the earliest people that I think where we were originally connected at. Let's see. And she says here that she's shocked. And she they messaged often. And that was from 4 hours ago.
Well, I was actually a little surprised, because again, having known her just a bit, it almost felt like she wasn't going to give in under any circumstance to to this. But you know, look, we all have one thing in common, and that is that our time here is limited, and. It again is not necessarily about how you ended your time, but how you spent the majority of what you had before that, right? Like I said, it's just even remarkable that 7 years. I mean, they probably wouldn't have given her 7 months or 7 weeks when they first encountered the issue with her. And she told, you know, she kind of told that story again when I was sitting there with her and we were talking about different health issues. You know, that each of us had at the moment. At that very moment, we were talking about certain health issues and, you know, diabetes and weight and you know, exactly what was wrong with my circulation. I was talking to her about it, you know, a few other things, right? There was a lot going on there. You know what I mean? There was a lot going on there. And that's the way life is. Nobody is one thing. Nobody is, you know, all one direction. Nobody is one character. And, you know, some people are greater characters than others. And like I said before, I just really consider it a blessing to have known her.
Yeah. I'm over here looking through the Facebook, and she has a series of posts back into this one, I think, starts in August. But it goes back a little bit through time. And she's got some pictures she shared. And so I've taken a few pictures, and they'll be in the radio log in the at the Ponder Gander, the RLM radio writing series. If I can't say it, I might type it in there. But I could go through here a bit. For brevity of time, I guess. But I pull out here just right here back to August 30th. She says her 55th birthday is coming on the 7th and made it. She says she made it that long without ever having to set up a cell phone. That's the last I'm going to say about a phone till I get it back. In her hand, she says, the new one with a new number, and I get it. I remember she said something happened to her phone, but it's like I remembered that y'all had met, you know, after I remembered. I know that you'd talked about it before. She's a very positive person, and that we see here to she come along and shared her life. And I think it's a great testament. And I've included this in here. And let me pick up.
Before she got sick again, we were talking about the possibility of getting her, you know, finally to do her own radio show, right? And the cell phone thing reminds me that she had a couple struggles with the technology. You know, I remember volunteering. You know, listen, Becky, I'll make this as easy as I can for you. I'll help you any way I can. But she had little minor fits with technology, I would say, from time to time. That's another little quirk there.
Hey, that, you produced a time or two for me while I was out there with the cell phone out in the middle of the desert.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm flashing over here. Let me go see what that's about, and I'll catch a reminder. Thank you. Thank you, Barman. Thank you, Grimner. I'm going to read through here a little bit what I've got built over here.
Sure.
And I've got some pictures and a couple of things that Becky had to say. Well, here's a picture, and this is back September the 6th of 2018. So it was the day before her birthday. It says, thank you, Facebook, for announcing my born day. I added the hyphen in there. Don't get mad. It's a grammar thing. I didn't do it. Yes, I did. I'm trying to learn this grammar stuff. Anyways, I digress. It was the day before her birthday. But anyway, she goes on to say, my favorite picture of her mama here and her, this little baby coming into this world with a bang. And there she is, little bitty baby girl just brand new into the world. And I've made that my profile picture on Facebook. Well, Becky passed peacefully at early Monday morning at 1 a.m. September the 23rd of 2019. She touched many souls in this world, and we will sorely miss her. Today is dedicated to Becky to tribute to the life she lived and shared with others. And we're remembering the life she shared serves as both her testament and will. But to God be the glory, shall be for the good of others. When you feel you may be drowning in this thing called life, just tie another knot at the end of your rope. Hang on. Things will change. Becky said that. Now I've got here at the blog, there's a fella named Stephen Tolbert, and he wrote a little song about a few knots, and I thought it important to include that in there. I like his music. He's a good singer and a good songwriter, and I find where it the art tunication comes into this thing I'm doing here, radio writing, and I find a lot of inspiration from a lot of different people, and him included. Well, here's this picture, and I think she's 16 in it. She says she stumbled upon this picture, and it made her feel a bit chatty. She says she's just so thankful that the woes in life, the worries, the abuse, the grief we all encounter didn't squash the spirit. She says that she sees in this photo that she's about to set loose on one of the most balanced ventures in her wee little world, and she's looking forward to sharing herself with her adult kids and that wee Sammy. I think I've seen a picture of that little baby, sure enough, at the beach. Maybe what's happened to me, she says, is through the love of my children. And I'm learning to love older people, too. And she's got Chris K's name right there. And there's another picture of her out on the beach holding her sandals, sure enough. And down there, there she is as a little bitty girl. And I reckon there might be two brothers. I figure one of them's got to be Steve. And there's a picture of her daddy. And that was not too long before he passed this world, also of cancer. And there's a picture of her. I ain't sure how old she is. She's got her one of them fast car NASCAR jackets on and a hat. And there's a story that goes with that. And there is her and her husband right there. And these come from Becky's profile pictures. If you ain't got no Facebook, if you're hearing this and you want to come over here on the Real Liberty Media blog spot here that I'm doing the Ponder Gander on, there's a clickable link right there, and you can backdoor into Facebook without an account. Sneaky, huh? Well, we built memories. We built them not knowing that the day would come that they would be memories. Well, that someday is in that, let me say that again, that someday in the not the distant future, We look back at those times and think of like it as it as a house and wonder where it went off, where it all went. I can't talk, you know. Well, anyways, I was trying to read somebody else's stuff here, Victoria, but I've got her credited there. Here's something maybe I can read a little easier. It goes as all flesh is grass, and the goodliness I see, like the flowers of the field all withered away. Man born of a woman, full of troubles for a few days. Like a vapor that appeareth for a little while. The time it vanishes away. I've often wondered about the things that I've done, and 'twas vexation of the spirit, vanity beneath the sun. That's a song from Stephen Tolbert there as well, and All Flesh. We have so brief a life, and then an endless life of endless death. So brief a life, then in endless peace or strife. Whoso considereth how man but like a flower or shoot of grass blooms an hour, well, may sigh, alas, grass. Christina wrote this poem here. It's all linked in here to find. And from Pia Melody, and I think they left the L out of her name, but since that's where I got it, I put it like that. Well, she says, you can choose your behavior. The world chooses your consequences. There's some fight back. Well, here's a little fun and poke at it all right here. It goes, and I abbreviated this. It goes, oh, turkey in summer days, a vagrant, coy, hard to raise, forever strutting in your pride and bluffing it with haughty stride. Hoo-hoo, goosey, gander, how you hiss. You're wise enough to ponder this, that birds that squawk and heck and hiss and peck are sure to get it in the neck. Well, on this day, well, square count. In a merry fray. Good enough. That's the Birds of Christmas by a man named Charles. I think that says Irwin Junkie. I should have blowed this up a little better. I think I run down almost through here. I'm getting close. People are not tongue tied. Anyways, let's go. And how would we go about that? If only one might try again, he whispered, if only one might. You've got to read the rest of this, a very interesting story. It's the elixir of youth, wandering. If you had this vial and you could go back and be young again and do it all over again, but there's a lot of conditions that you might have to consider, and it's all through this poem right here. And you'll find it here on the radio log. It's from Albert Bigelow Payne. Continue reading. Well, in this, in from over to UCY, I got this little bit to go into this consideration and the ponderance of it all. It's called a Yamas, Sanskrit. And it's part of the condition choice, I guess you might say. I paraphrase this out here. It's choice of right living and being ethical. It means reigning in or control. Simply, they are rules for proper conduct. So this expressed in many different places, many different writings, and expressed and re-expressed, I'd say, down the line through the years. Nothing new under the sun. Withers away, but it sprouts back up, doesn't it? These words to say. The struggle back to life and faith. In the face of pain and certainty of death, there comes a moan to the cancer clinic. There comes a sound so low, unvarying, it seems hardly human. Not a note the wind might strike off jags of rocks, nice in some wasted place, too remote for anyone to hear. Do you not then hear this horrible scream all around you, you that people usually call silence? Warner Herzog. I shared the day before her birthday, or the day after, I mean. I believe it was actually. I was a day late, but I wasn't a dollar short. It was the embrace of the state of being. I had to retune all that that I thought I set out on there to do on that, and it came about in a whole different way. A way with words and edits added. The big wishes I sent and the big old heart to Becky, and I quoted her. And I said, I write my own script in life, but it's the purpose in my soul that guides me. Becky said that. Well, I said, when I come to that place, that part of me where I find my rest is Jubilee. And rendezvous meet me. That's Benny. And there's some more from Julieta. Oops. I'll go there. Stop. I'm back over here pushing buttons. I'm terrible with buttons. Stutter fingers even. But anyways, I was included her in. I've almost run it to the end here. I think. A couple of little bits to add here. The pre-tunication and this list off the record in the songs that I played for the warm-up and what I call pre-tunication, just getting it ready, getting the feel to come on along. There were Seasons in the Sun and Don't Fear the Reaper. That's where we come. And she went right out where and up where she was going. There I also had September in remembrance of her birthday. Remember September. In a time of the season, how we are in these blades of grass. Seasons in the Sun and Don't Fear the Reaper and the Beatles, the end. I had a little church and I played the old Rugged Cross of Michael Combs. I come from my brother's YouTube channel. Why, starting out, I come in here out of order somewhere, but we had the Guess Who and Laughing. And Mr. Roboto, Osamigato. Well, in there's a little secret. My true identity. There it is. It really tells who we are. And we think of, well, I did, of this music, that the flow. And from Anti and Chad, I got this word legato. In music, performance, and notation, legato indicates that musical notes are played or sung smoothly and connected. That is, the player makes a transition from note to note with no intervening silence. Legato technique is required for slurred performance. But unlike slurring, legato does not forbid re-articulation. I say re-articulation. Thank you very much. And that leaves me right here on top where this cat's at. Nesting clowns, I've come up to call them. And my true identity, my secret, super, super secret, don't tell. It is this poor boy, Scaramouche. And I do the Fandango. Well, you can find out more and listen to some noble nonsensory of these nesting clowns. That's right. In hats. And that was just some fun I've been adding to. Chuck, I think I've run and rambled along here till I got to the very end of it. I did.
Well, I wanted time to do what you're going to do. You know, and go through the poetry, the eclectic sound, you know, the ideas you had there. She also loved music too. Let's not forget that. She did appreciate music, certain classic rock, some people might call it, you know, stuff like that. Some other music she enjoyed too, but, at least I could come together with her on the classic rock stuff a bit.
I really mostly went back to this latter part of the 70s, but not completely. It all bounced around. Hey, I got a rat dot on my wire over here. Better go see what that is.
Ah, well, okay. I'm going to close out the because we are simulcast on my network right now. I'm going to close out when you're ready with a song from Cirrus Minor called "I'll Be All Right."
All right.
But
I started 10 minutes late. Let's take it another 15 minutes if you're good with that. We'll run over. Past the top of the hour, unless you got something that's
to make the point that you know, Becky is somebody that should be remembered. No, I'm here, man.
All right, yeah.
However long you need me.
I know. All right, right on. Hey, Donna said She says, Bex, after I had my brain injury and bowed out of doing radio and running Defiant to YouTube and Irritate the State, she tried to encourage me to do radio with her, you know, talking about Becky. And, you know, like I said, Becky touched a lot of lives. And there's those of us, me, you, Donna, James, a lot of us that we have a thread that runs together. And it's an amazing thing. And we know each other without having met face to face or had a handshake hand to hand, you know. She's done good. She struggles with that brain injury, which causes seizures. And cannabis CBD oils has really helped a whole lot. She went quite a while without any seizures from having multiple seizures every day. You know, that's been a long, hard fight. And Becky was also on top of that, too, that the cannabis. And there's many, you know, different, and you can't say the word cure, because that's a word that the doctors own and FDA and whatnot. But I like to call it correction, you know, correlation and correction. But it's getting well is more than a full-time job. It's a nonstop. It's 24/7, and it takes a lot. It takes a dedication, and it takes funds and resources a lot too. And you know, we get piled on our feed that we go pick up to put in our bodies is a bunch of garbage that comes from, you know, these processed foods and the producers that deliver them out to us. So you know, we're in a stacked deck and winning. You know,
well, and unfortunately, you know, what it comes down to is that the majority of us can't afford to do otherwise.
Right.
You know, I would love to eat whole natural foods all the time. It is very difficult to find a space for some of us to grow things for ourselves, which is what the best solution possible, because you know exactly what it was treated with, you know how it was handled, everything else, if you did it. But the thing is that it's difficult for some of us. You know, we don't have the wherewithal to do that. So the majority of people wind up trapped in a paradigm where the only thing you can afford to eat is the things that make you unwell.
Yeah.
And this is also true. You know, so keep that in mind, because you know, a lot of people make judgments about that where it's like, well, you don't want to eat the unnatural food, then go get the natural stuff. Well, you know, it's a funny thing. Couple thoughts. If you can't afford to do it, you're not going to be able to, right? That's one. The other thing is, I always take note of this, and I think this is one of the most brilliant things that, and I shared this with Becky, too, at one point, that Maria Heller ever said to me when I was first getting to know her. You know, she said, yeah, you might want to go and pick things out of the health food section at the grocery store, but have you ever asked yourself what the hell is in the rest of the store if that's the health food section?
Wow.
So, you know, it's these are all relevant things, and you know, we gotta do our best to navigate through
right
what is, you know. I can tell you how I'd love things to be, but what is yet another story.
Absolutely.
And, you know, again, it's a combination of both things. I mean, Becky didn't just go with what is as it was told to her, but she definitely dealt with it.
And she went by Victory Through Vegetables for a long time as her nick over in starting out in UCY, and even come on over here to Real Liberty Media and
right.
Joining us in chat. Yeah, she
one in, wasn't the other one Becky I Am or something like that?
Becky I Am and I Am Becky.
Yeah, that's it.
and the title of her book, and I'm going to have include some links here to that book there that she wrote. And also there's an art site where you can see some of the stuff that she did, that's on T-shirts and whatnot. So you can see.
And I gave you the picture from the last show she did with me there, the little template ad that goes along with my shows. Which had two different pictures of her on it. Now, some people got upset with me, like, why are you showing this picture of her when she was sick? This is back, you know, in 2017 when we did this. And they didn't know when they were getting upset with me that Becky had actually specifically said use that picture.
Yeah, I see it on Ocelli.com.
Yeah, and you can, you know, you can see that on my website way back, whatever. I don't care. I ain't here to plug my site. But I'm just saying that that those pictures are there they were disseminated by me with her approval, with her desire to show people the contrast between when she was ill and she had none of her hair because she was going through the chemo and all that stuff, and she was very sick, and then another picture where she was not. You know, and it's nothing striking. She's not all made up or anything. She's pretty much like she looked on a daily basis. You know what I mean? With just whatever her t-shirt was, you know, hair down and smiling. And that is, that is the picture that I retain. You know, so I don't want people to continuously think of her in the condition she was in on Monday. You know, think of her in the other way. That was on that template, that big smile, that huge smile, and incredibly strong bear hug she could give, by the way, because I got a couple of those. And, you know, that is the way that I want to recall her, and that's the way I'd like people to think of her. And what comes after? Well, you know what? We don't have too many reporters that have come back with stories, so guess we'll have to find out about that later. But I think that we should keep in mind, you know, how she lived for the majority of the time, and not just her struggle, but her life itself.
Amazing life, yeah. And she shows it reflected in. I've got your on the page. You'll be able to find it. It's from her profile pictures, where I took some pictures there to include here. And again, if you don't have Facebook, you can click here and sneak in the back door and see it anyways. Yes, we found the back door into Facebook, and as far as I know, it's just a little sneaky thing that you can run around in there. But I think that's kind of neat, kicking the system a little bit, throwing some pebbles at them, make a splash. That's what Becky's done. She sure did. Yeah, she got out there. She went down Central America. She wasn't afraid to go places. I tell you, she would go after it. And there she find a fine looking fella right there, and they're gonna have a memorial for Becky services come spring.
Yeah. I was questioned just on my stream here. A couple people have my Skype, so they will send me questions in Skype because I shared the pictures around Becky and stuff and kind of let people know. And so I'm going to answer this. She had not been on my show very much properly. There was all kinds of times she was gonna, and she wasn't a proper guest always, but she called in several times. And so you'd find her kind of as a mentioned caller on some other shows, as a scheduled guest.
Are you talking about Lisa?
No, okay. Becky.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about somebody right now. Yeah. Lisa. Out there, I think we were pretty close to all coming in as friends about the same time. And Vicky, she's there in the ether there with us too. She may not be hearing it right now, but we'll when it comes downstream.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of I hope that to also collect anything that y'all like to say. Steve is listening right now, our brother. Get links over there and lined out. Anyways, it'll all be recorded. I'll have to press it all together and all that techno stuff, and I might have to holler help. Circle's over here in the Real Liberty Media chat, and she's another person that is a very inspirational person, and I appreciate her muse. She lives way over in you can't call it Europe. It's up there in Denmark, anyways. But, you know, they call everybody in America a Yankee. What are you going to do?
It's all right. Land of the cold, dark, and terrible cookies. Sure. Denmark. Again, you know, like I said, it's an experience to deal with people that you know, you haven't met face to face. When you do meet them, it's interesting. Sometimes it's a little disappointing, to be honest with you. But Becky again was a remarkable person all the way around. And quite frankly, I'm not surprised to hear that she was an inspirational voice to other people that were trying to do some good work, or doing some good work, I should say. Forget the try. that were doing some good work, and others that you know, maybe did need a little bit of encouragement. Again, this is the thing. She was not just centered upon herself at all times. When she had to battle the diseases, she had to battle the diseases, okay? But the rest of the time, when that was not the absolute necessary focus, you know, she lived. And like I said, you know, a remarkable person was there. And that's what I, again, what I'm choosing to remember, and what I will retain. So, anyway, Steve, Steve is listening. You're telling me, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, directly, personally, sorry for your loss, brother. But it is a blessing that you had a sister that you knew that was the remarkable person that she is. I only just recently met my half-sister, and I don't have any other siblings. And, you know, if Becky was my sister, I'd be smiling all the way around, because you had a hell of a sibling. And so, you know, what can I say? I know it's probably a painful thing at this point in time, but I know that my entire family loved her.
Yeah.
And not because we had to, but because, well, she was somebody who just it was a requirement. If you knew her, you had to love her, man. So, and I wasn't related to her in any way. I barely knew her, only hung out with her for a weekend, really. Again, with my whole family. And great person, great time, great individual, and it is a dimmer world without her. But she was here, and we shouldn't forget that ever.
Absolutely. So, she's still shining. This is it's a tribute and a dedication and remembrance of Becky. And I wonder if I got this. I've got to say, and we just had a long-time Real Liberty Media member pass away, Don Carroll. People come in this world, and they leave, and they leave they touch you. They leave a mark on you. It's there. And it's part of you. It comes inside of you. And that connection, that thread where you come together. I got something beeping. Let me hand you the
Sorry,
button.
That was just me giving you the picture.
Okay. Alrighty. Let's see. Where was I going to find that, Reckon? I think I know. The little thing. I probably have it down here. I'll go hunting. I think I got it. I think I do. Little thing that I pulled together out of words, gathered them up, and laid them back down. Is it here? It's going to be. It's going to be. I'm hunting. I change things around, and I ain't knowing where it's at.
Thus is the art of live radio.
But I do know where it's at.
You got to pick up your words and put them back down, and hopefully nobody catches you trying to read. Right? That's okay. You know, we did talk about you, Vince, when I visited with her, by the way.
Right on.
And we talked about exactly what you're doing right now.
Fumbling around. You know, when I first started doing radio years ago, I mean, for a whole year at least, I would just be as nervous as a dog crapping tacks. I ain't kidding. And but I just go on in there anyways, and just if I fumble, I ain't hold it against myself. There are words, and they'll just jumble around, and that's part of something I do is take words and jumble around. But I found what I was looking for. I sure did. And it goes like this: as man is haunted by the vastness of eternity, we ask ourselves, will our actions echo across the centuries? Will strangers hear our names long after we're gone and wonder who we were, how bravely we fought, and how fiercely we loved? Well, you'll be remembered as long as there's folks here, and there's a lot of them here to remember. We know that we exist that long anyways, even after we're gone, and we have hope and faith that carries us on two other places. He gives us comfort here in this world, yet hope is not yet seen. Many of us have can feel connections in different ways to one another, to creation, to the universe, to God, the Creator. And if we see it a little differently, we talk in different words. It's we're trying to find that same little tune where we can get a little band going right there and sing a song in so many ways. But hey, you know, that's why they call band practice, I guess. You know, you just can't go out there and dump it out there, I reckon. But that's what I'm doing anyways. This is a ponder gander and considering perspectives and broadcasting what matters worldwide. And that's how I see making a difference anyways, talking about things and bringing to light and consideration and the interaction with people, especially beyond whom we hold in regard as the same as ourselves, but especially that we find those that are way more different than we are, and maybe try to understand and see where that goes. And that's the only way. It's step by step. You know, we're at a point in history where we're gonna, as a species, we're gonna fail. We're gonna die. We're gonna be slaughtered off. And a lot of people think, oh no, no, no. But the whole system's set up to milk us as dairy cattle, I guess. Take the cream off the crop, and that's the way the world works. But there's people trying to see a different world, and there's people like Becky that came out and brought her voice in. These words are so amazing. And I say you gotta guard your words. Sure do. They'll be taken and used against you sometimes. So it's important to be a witness. That's what I call it, being a witness and a judge and an advocate. And I set the position I take, and that the duty that I feel that I have for man and for this world and for myself and for all about it. Chuck, I think I've exited here, other than to say this has been RealLibertyMedia.com. I'm Vincent Easley. This is Chuck Ocelli. Join me from Ocelli.com. Got a great website over there. Broadcast. There's a lot of good guests over there, very insightful people. Invite you over there. He simulcasts. We carry him right here every weeknight at 7 p.m. And I'll go with Eastern time.
the Ocelli channel at 8 p.m. Eastern.
I did it.
But that's when I'm live. But you can go 24/7 with the Ocelli channel. But I don't really care about promoting stuff today, man. This is not
about that at all. Well, they'll want to come over, and I'll have to get that also, and I'll include it in the radio log here of the broadcast that you had done with Becky. So, and then I would like to invite people absolutely to come over, because you've done it. Compiled an amazing amount of work over there, and people and insight. And so, yeah, absolutely. Chuck is a friend of Becky's, as I am, and he had the honor of being able to wrap his arms around her. And I'd done it in my heart, in my spirit, many times. Becky, she's one of those people. I have people that I use as markers or buoys, as a benchmark. And I set these standards, and I say, well, this, they're true in this, that they, whether it be in knowledge or whether it be in action and an example, but benchmarks. You don't want to get led astray and walk off, you know, fall off the path. Difficult to a world we live in, and there's harms of all sorts out here, and we try to understand how to get through and not get ran over by this the beast that runs the world and operates it and extracts all its payment. Well, there's a lot of things in this world, and sometimes you can't do much more than just give somebody a smile, and that might right there save their life, change the world. You never know. It's what matters, though. That's what you do. You're not what you say you'll do, what you do. Cowboy quotes, I got that from, but lost the ticket link for it. So that's a paraphrase. Patriots taking over on that one now, right here on this page. Chuck, I'm going to say goodbye. Stick around Real Liberty Media tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's the Freakers Ball. That's free, F-R-E-E, Freakers Ball. Grimner, and I think most girls is gone to some music festival. So it'll be Grimner and Balls to the Walls, and not his, not yours, not mine. Their ball, poke the balls against the wall. It ain't a game. It ain't. Anyways, come back Sunday, too, and Monday, and check the schedule. Come back to Real Liberty Media and visit Chuck Ocelli. Chuck, take us out and tell me when you're done, and I'll click a button.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, all I got to say is this. It's real quick. You know, there are righteous warriors in the world. There are righteous preachers in the world. And the fact is that no matter what God you think they are on the side of, they are still right. And they are doing the right thing. And I feel as though I got to meet somebody who was doing both when it came to our friend Becky. And I'm sad for myself that she is not here. But I'm also at the same time rather grateful that that I got to encounter her in any way that I did. So that's all I got to say about that. And yeah, we'll conclude out the entire broadcast right here on your cue, brother.
All right. Thanks, Chuck. I really appreciate you coming along. It adds a lot more special meaning to it.
Thank you.
God bless your family, Becky, Steve, and all your other kin there, and the baby, and all that. Those people that we don't know, but those people that was able to share a little piece of her life. Yeah. Comfort you in your grief. God bless.